Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we'll cover the appointment of an interim county manager and also the selection process for the next county manager. We'll also talk about truth and taxation process for 4 taxing entities in Summit County. And we've got several events happening here in Summit County this week that our listeners should have marked on their calendar. So we'll give you an update on those. And now let's get into the news.
The Summit County Council has appointed Jana Young as the interim county manager effective July 30th, 2022. She will step in for Tom Fisher, who, as we reported last week, resigned from his position as county manager to become the town manager of Frisco, Colorado.
Jana has worked for Summit County for 6 years. At first, she began as the director of public policy and intergovernmental affairs. That was in 2017. And in March of 2018, she was promoted to deputy county manager and has held that role since.
The county council will begin a formal process of recruiting a new county manager immediately. A selection committee, composed of 5 to 9 members, will be enacted in the coming weeks. To serve on the selection committee, individuals must be registered voters in Summit County and either nominate themselves or receive a nomination. Summit County Council will review the nominations and appoint members.
So this is a really great opportunity for Summit County residents to be involved in selecting our next Summit County manager. So if you or someone you know is interested in being involved with this selection committee, please submit your name or a nomination's name, their phone number, and a short letter of interest to our HR director, whose name is David Warnock at Summit County. And if you want to mail that, that would be P.O. Box 128, Colville, Utah, 84017. Or you can also send the letter of interest / nominations to DWARNOCK, that's D Warnock, at summitcounty.org on or before July 26, 2022, which is the deadline. And as a reminder, you do need to be a registered Summit County voter to participate on the selection committee, but you do not need to be a registered Summit County voter to nominate someone.
Once in place, the committee will hire and coordinate with a search firm to conduct a nationwide recruitment and evaluation process, after which they will recommend 3 finalist candidates to County Council. The Council will interview each of the 3 top candidates to determine the next county manager. The recruiting process is expected to take a minimum of 4 months to complete. The Central Utah and Weber Basin Water Conservancy districts were in front of the council for Truth in Taxation presentations this week. For context, the Truth in Taxation process is established by the Utah State Legislature, where local governments and districts are required to hold a public hearing and inform taxpayers of proposed increases prior to councils and/or boards voting on them for their formal adoption.
Both water districts presented proposed fiscal year 2023 tax rates, and both of which increased from the previous year.
Central Utah Water proposed a 24% increase. Impacts of the increase for a $513,000 primary residence would equate to about $22 a year, or $1.83 a month for Summit County taxpayers serviced by Central Utah Water.
Weber Basin proposed a 62% increase. Impacts of the increase for a $543,000 primary residence would equate to about $49 a year or just over $4 a month for Summit County taxpayers receiving services from Weber Basin.
Reasons for increases range from higher bond rates to the historical inflation rates we're currently experiencing. Both districts shared their plans for the use of the money, which included several capital projects and replacements, as well as heightened conservation efforts.
In addition to the water districts, 2 other taxing entities in Summit County, Park City School District and Oakley City, will be going through Truth in Taxation public hearings this year to consider raising property taxes. Stay tuned for more information on those hearings in the coming weeks. And now moving on to the long-range transportation plan, the Eastern Summit County Planning Commission is conducting a public hearing on the long-range transportation plan for the years 2022 through 2050, and that's next week on Thursday, July 21st at 6 p.m.
For info on how to tune in or join in person and to view projects in the plan, you can go to summitcounty.org and click Engineering under the Departments tab, and you'll see the Long Range Transportation Project tab. To submit a written comment, you can email Brandon Brady at bbrady, that's B-B-R-A-D-Y, at summitcounty.org prior to the meeting.
And calling everyone who loves Summit County scenery, we're getting ready, the Communication and Public Engagement Department is who we are, to put together our 2023 calendar, and we want to include your photos in this calendar. So submit your photos to bit.ly/calendar23 for a chance to showcase your photography.
The submission deadline is July 21st at 11:59 p.m. There's only a few rules to enter. All images must, first, be taken in Summit County. Second, they must be your original work. And third, they must be in high resolution. So really, no smartphone photos, please. Send us in your best photos.
And winners will receive 3 calendars and be featured on Summit County's social media. So we're really looking forward to see all of the great Summit County pictures that the community has and looking forward to showcasing those to everyone else in the calendars.
All right, now attention to Summit County nonprofits. This message is for you. Summit County is currently seeking applications from nonprofit entities for the fiscal year of 2023 grant funding.
Applications must be submitted online at bit.ly/NPO grant. The deadline to apply is a week from today on Friday, July 29th, 2022 by 5 p.m.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.